Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 27th of April, and here in Auroville, partly cloudy morning on 31 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says sunny and not as warm, and over the night clear to partly cloudy with temperatures from low of 28 to high of 39 with heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index still 11, which is extreme. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is still new and is visible on 1%. Yesterday was new moon in Taurus, yielding an opening of earthly love and reprieve from recent energies. But astrologers are saying that this new moon in earthy Taurus will bring a break in the cosmic madness that has bound us around during recent weeks. Anyhow, Resident Assembly Service is announcing a Resident Assembly decision-making process running from May 13 to May 27 to ask the community the following questions. Do you accept the proposal to reorganize the Auroville Town Planning and Development Work? Yes or no? If you say yes, then you agree to the following. The Planning Principles document, the proposed new TDC Lavenir, the Auroville structure and the draft terms of reference based on the planning principles to be used by the new TDC and expanded upon. If you say no to the above proposal, then you accept that the existing system will continue. But the Auroville Council and the study group invites us to a general meeting on guidelines, rules and regulations for Auroville learning activities on Saturday 29th of April between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and will address the following topics: background and context of the study group, the process used by the study group, the guidelines, and introducing the Auroville Learning Activity Coordination Group. We are invited today, Thursday 27, at Tibetan Pavilion at 7:30 p.m. to a poem flow, an inner climate vocally performed. King Gi invites us to partake in an evening of vocally performed poetry describing some climatic sensation of our inner environment. On Saturday 29th at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we are invited to an evening of classical guitar with Ashaman and special guest Vera, with works by Bach, Barrios, Brewer, De Falla, Domeniconi, Laurent and Villa-Lobos. On Friday 28 at 7:45 p.m. at Vavishyate Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, we are kindly invited to a special film projection Veli in the presence of Sasikant, the director. Sasikant is a cinematographer who has shot several films on the Agrarian Theatre from Terukuttu over the past 10 years. Mr. Sasikant will be present at the screening of the movie and will have an interactive dialogue after the film. On Saturday 29th at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents The Nest of the Wind, Dystopian Research, an exploration on living utopia and dystopia. It's a conference presented by Julie Beautet, student in Ecophilosophy in Paris. Presentation is only in French. On Saturday 29th, we are also invited to Well Café at Swedam to a reggae night with dinner, movie screening of Marley made in 2012 and with DJ playing till midnight. On May 5th, 6th and 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa Garden behind Kripa in Kalabumi, the Auroville Theatre Group presents All My Sons by Arthur Miller. On Friday 28th at 6:30 p.m., Food Farm Friends, a Savvy Potluck, where Savvy team invites you for a potluck with volunteers. Fellow volunteers are asked to bring your hosting units, members and mentors with you, and bring us a favorite dish or drink and of course your appetite. Potluck will be at Unity Pavilion at the backside. And another sad news that Paulien, a Dutch of Vika's, passed away quietly and peacefully in the intensive care unit of East Coast Hospital in the night of Tuesday 25th of April, and she was 64 years old. She was in the care and presence of her sister Mariette and her friend Betty. Paulien's body was moved in PIMS and it arrived in Crown Road Farewell Center today, and we can pay her a last visit today between 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. The cremation will take place at Adventure Mandapam on Friday 28th at 5 p.m. Issue 7 of The Squeak, a magazine by the media and communication students of the learning community TLC Kids, age between 10 to 14, is out. And they do this mainly to develop writing and editing skills. But you can also pick up the paper version at PTDC, where they have few been put out. This issue includes two students' interviews about the Crown Road and about Mason and Company. Printing was supported by Mandala Pottery, and they are grateful for the further support lineup for our continuation after summer. Dori Teichman, Israeli Arabian in the 80s and 90s, who remains in touch with the city of Don, sent as an invitation to her Mono exhibit in Tel Aviv Art House next month. And from USA comes invitation to our own conference, Forward to the Future, between August 3rd to August 6th in Amherst College in Amherst in Massachusetts, USA. And here are some announcements that Orville Bakery and Bakery Cafe will be closed on Monday, 1st of May, and they're asking you to pick up your Monday order on Saturday, 29th of April, and they wish us Happy May Day. And from News and Notes, they're saying they will have a summer break and there will be no publication between 20th of May and they will restart on 3rd of June. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Amphitheatre, they are saying that they will be on holidays from 28th of April until 16th of June. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen John Grander, The Waterman of Tyrol, made in 2013 by Uranus Verlag Productions. At Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m. today, we can see nature series Planet Earth 2 Island, made in UK in 2016 and directed by Elizabeth White. It's a BBC production with David Attenberg. On Saturday, International Drama Adventure, History, Silence, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Martin Scorsese. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., Snow Time, made in USA in 2015 and directed by Francois Brisson. And later on at Cine Club, Peter Sellers Film Festival is still going on, and this Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see Dr. Strangelove, made in USA, UK in 1964, and directed by Stanley Kubrick. Shihabindu wrote, "The integral yoga is so called because it aims at harmonized totality of spiritual realization and experience. It aims in integral experience of the divine reality, what the Gita describes the word Samagamman, the whole me of the divine being. Its method is an integral opening of the whole consciousness, mind, heart, life, will, body to that reality, to the divine existence, consciousness, beatitude, to its being and its integral transformation of the whole nature." Thank you for listening to us and we wish you a happy summer holidays. You can reach us on orgelradio.org.